You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
What's my take on recruit 20 and 30 days? What's my take on recruit 20 and 30 days? And let's, you know, for just to make that relatable to everyone, what's my take on pushing for a large number in a shortened amount of time as a goal to your team? The warning is, you know, in a company that we were in, the last company that my wife and I were in, and for those that may not know, we no longer actively build a network marketing business. We focus on coaching and training the profession. And we were number one income earners in a company that I joined while in foreclosure. And so we do have some experience there, but we no longer actively build a team so that we can focus 100% on coaching and training the profession as a whole. The company that we were in, the last company that we were in, it was popular to say score in 24. Right, so go score in 24 and get your first person in 24 hours. The problem that I have with score in 24 or recruit 20 in 30 days is that it sets an expectation that about 5% of people will actually hit. And so, some people may disagree with me, but I just believe that that's the case. And you know, you understand this when you understand that there's different levels of desire and there's different levels of people's willingness to work in a network marketing team. And so when you set things like score in 24 or recruit 20 in 30 days, the problem with that is the majority of your team can't do that or won't do that. And so when you make it so evident that they're not fitting in or they're not doing what you want them to do as a teammate, it actually hurts. And so like, if someone had a weight loss program and it was like, you know, lose 5 pounds in 2 days, not everyone's going to lose 5 pounds in 2 days, and they may feel bad if they don't. And so network marketing is a long-term deal. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And so I would be very careful and cautious around using language that makes it very clear if someone is meeting expectations or not. And so when you give a goal like, you know, score in 24, you know, 20, recruit 20 in 30 days, you're making it very clear that they either fit in and meet expectations or they do not, and most won't. Most will not recruit 20 in 30 days, regardless of how good the strategy is. And so as far as personally, now if you're asking me, hey, personally, what's my take on recruit 20 in 30 days? I think it's a good idea. You know, go after it. Why not? Why not go and try to recruit a bunch? I would just be very cautious in teaching that to my team, especially if I haven't qualified them at their different desire levels. Now, if I go out there and I say, okay, gang, who is really, really serious about being a six-figure earner in here? Not everyone will raise their hand, but you might segment the population and take those that say they want to and put them in a different group, and maybe then you use that kind of verbiage. But I would just be very careful in using, do X by X kind of verbiage to your team as a whole. You know, and I learned this, the whole culture thing of levels of desire through Larry and Taylor Thompson, who are keynote speakers at our next event here in September, which you can actually get live stream at higdongroup.com/livestream. We have it at a pretty ridiculous price right now, higdongroup.com/livestream. But I learned this from, you know, the culture stuff from Larry and Taylor Thompson, in that 80% of any network marketing team has a desire level of $0 to $500 a month. $0 to $500 a month. About 15% want to make $2,000 to $3,000 a month, and that's their desire level. 5% want to make $25,000 or more. And so when you say, you know, do X by X, you're really speaking mainly to the 5%ers, which you run the risk anytime you do that of turning off the 95%ers. So in a non-segmented group, I would be careful to talk about that. As far as you personally, rock it out, man. You know, rock it out. Recruit 50 in 2 days, right? You know, rock it out. But as far as preaching that and teaching that to your team, I would just be very careful, because you make it very easy to identify if they're not meeting expectations. And in relationships and in business, if someone feels like they're not meeting the expectations of others, it doesn't feel good and they can leave. And they say, you know what? I'm out, right? I'm not meeting expectations. I'm disappointing people. I only did 19 in 30 days. So you know what? Maybe I'm not a fit for this team. So just be very careful when you use do X by X, any kind of that kind of verbiage to your team as a whole. Majority of them ain't going to hit it. So hopefully that helps you out.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.